Today's daf in Masechet Brachot brought to you from Yerushalayim HaKodesh is Daf Chof. We're holding on Yotet Omid Beit, and we're in the middle of the sugya about whether it's true that Ein Chochmah, Ve'ein Tfunah, and so on, if you're in a position of B'mokom Chilol Hashem, Ein Chokin Kovod L'Rav. So we were bringing rayas to or questions where it appears that this is not true, such as the Din of Hashavas Aveda, which we spoke about yesterday. And the din of the Rabbonans, with the Rabbonan were Mavater, and we got up to Toshma v'la'achoto, which is on the bottom, five lines up. Toshma v'la'achoto ma talmud lomar. So remember that this is the drasha that we've had many times, where the Torah talks about a Nazir, and it talks about all of the different things that he's not allowed to be metame to, and it says la'aviv, la'imo, la'achiv, la'achoto, lo yitama. And we want to darshan why we need to say every one of these after we're already told that he's not allowed to. So how come all of a sudden we need the list? So what the Braita beautifully does is it builds up a case for why you would have to be mechalal your naziras. That was one pasuk, because only la'aviv not, but for meis mitzvah, yes. And what if you were also a kohen? Only le'imo not, but for meis mitzvah, yes. And what if you were a kohen gadol? So then only la'achiv, yes. But for a meis mitzvah, you would not be osur to be tame. You'd be mechuyev to be metame. And what about if you were a kohen gadol and a nazir, and you're in the middle of going to the bishurchet, the korban pesach, which is in the sukkaris if you're not shurchet, and you find the meis mitzvah, even there, should you go and take care of the meis mitzvah? That's why it says la'achoto, even if adding all of these things together, la'achoto not, but nonetheless, metame hu lebeit mitzvah. Now, does that not show you la'achoto hu de'eino metame, avo metame hu lebeit mitzvah? Why? Lema ein chokhma ve'ein tvuna ve'ein etza l'neged Hashem. Says the Gemara, well, I mean, you know the answer. The answer is the Torah said la'achoto. Okay, but my question obviously was the same question I had yesterday by Hashavas Aveda. Use the case where the Torah tells you the din, use that as the model for what the halacha should be all over. So if the Torah is telling you that because of kavod ha'adam, you are mechuyev to forget about the dinim of Tumah v'Taira, so then, fine. Then that means that I'm told to, because of kavod ha'adam, to forget about all of the mitzvahs, right? I mean, doesn't that follow? Says the Gemara, no, doesn't follow. Why? Because shev v'alta aser shayne. There's a big difference between doing an iser mitam kvod ha'adam, such as wearing kilayim, or not doing something that you're mechuyev to do, which is like not saying kriyat shema or whatever, but to say that you should do something, and this is how we started the entire thing, which is strip off your kilt in the middle of the shuk. That would still be true, because you're not allowed to just continue to wear kilayim. The not stripping is not, it's not the passivity. It's the question of what the iser is. The iser is the wearing. That's the point. Now, the obvious question is that for a kohen or nazir or kohen gadol to be metame himself to a meis mitzvah is obviously proactive. That's not a shev al tasa. That's going out of your way to be mitame. So why do we not use that as the model? What kind of answer is this? A very weird answer. So Rashi says, the answer is absolutely true. Why? Because the point over here of being metame lemeit mitzvah from the idea of la'achoto is no different than the idea that a kohen is supposed to be metame himself, if he's not a nazir, to go to his father's funeral or his mother's funeral. We don't say that from there's a halacha that obviously kibud ava aim is more choshev than the din of tuma. No, that's not what it's saying. Because it means that lechatchila, when the kohen was told not to be mitame, these are the people that you are mitame in the essence of the mitzvah. Anybody else, you're not mitame. The idea of a meit mitzvah is exactly that. A meit mitzvah is here given by the Torah to be the equivalent of la'aviv, limo, la'achoto, to a kohen. And therefore, the same way he would be mechuyev, in all cases, even if he's a nazir, he's mechuyev for that ultimate relative, so to speak, who is the meit mitzvah. That is my understanding of Rashi's real argument, because of which it's very powerful. Tosfos did not hear that in Rashi. He could not understand why Rashi would say, if Rashi's ready to say it's not part of the mitzvah, then you could say that about anything. Anytime the Torah tells you to be doch a mitzvah, it's not considered to be part of the mitzvah. So why is there such a concept, bichlal, of dechia? Tosfos brings a completely different approach, which is really very, very problematic, which is we're not going to learn out from these cases because it's not a law for Shava Bekol, and a Nazir is Yeshlo B'She'ela, which is like incredible that the Gemara would leave out the main point. Whereas according to Rashi, that's exactly the point. So I'm sorry for taking up time with this, but I think it's such an amazingly important lacuna. Rashi is making the Gemara profoundly nogea everything in life. Tosfos is just like throwing out the whole point of the Gemara. What Rashi is coming to explain is that the whole perek, essentially, and that's why this sugya is here, the entire perek seems to be based around some type of issue that has to do with emotions and their relationship to the kiyum of mitzvah. Rashi is making an amazing point that the dinim that are specific to the question of the mace are innate in the mitzvah, the same way for Kohen's going to a funeral for a parent is innate in the mitzvah. It's not a dechia of the mitzvah. And the reason that the entire sugya is being brought over here is because this perek is Misha Meito Mutal Lefanav, which in and of itself was very misleading because it sounded like since it's his own mate and he is responding to that fact of his loss, therefore there's special dinim, which is why the Gemara immediately opens up with the question of why it has to be his own mate. Why isn't it just the chiyav where he's being shurim with the mace? And then we get into the question of mate mitzvah in general, which leads us to exactly the point that the Gemara brings up. You might conclude from this that there is something specific about the nature of human dignity, specifically that has to do with mate, where that we went into the whole question, you're allowed to be mezalzel in the mate by eating in front of the mate, by wearing tzitzis in front of the mate, and whether you're allowed to speak the dvorim, other dvorim in front of a mate, etc., etc. Then that seems to mean that the Torah takes very seriously the idea of the human sensitivity to the nature of honor. Fine. Now let's take the next question, says the Gemara. Okay, if the Torah is so sensitive to that, does that mean that if you're wearing a kilt, you shouldn't take it off when you find out that it's made out of kilayim? No, it doesn't mean that, says the Gemara. And we immediately attack that from the various elements in which it seems that the Torah, yes, indeed, is mevater on the din, and like the covet of Melachim and jumping over the Kfarim or Vita Lamtumim by the dinim of Ashavas Aveda, where the Torah is, in fact, seems to be saying that human dignity is more important than the mitzvah. And therefore, we have to come back here and explain. And that's why Rashi says, this is fundamental to the perek. Don't give me this jazz about the mitzvah, shein shava b'kol, or any other answer that you want. There's no other answer. We have to be talking about this sugya. Therefore, the point of the sugya is, says Rashi, that when a mitzvah is given in a particular way, it does not mean to tell you that this is a model for you to conclude the tam of the mitzvah. So take, for example, the way that the Rambam understands Shiluach HaKein. The Rambam paskins the din of Shiluach HaKein, that if somebody says, Akan Tzipor Yagiyu Rachamecha, that you throw him out of the tzibur, of the shliach tzibur. But on the other case, he also learns in the Mora that the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein teaches you that you are meant to take the feelings of animal seriously. So why can't we say Akan Tzipor Yagiyu Rachamecha? Because there's no connection between the two. All the Gemara is trying to establish, as Rashi, is that do not extrapolate that it's the Torah's consideration of your feelings about the mate that are indicative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu putting those things ahead of mitzvahs. No! You're supposed to learn from here that you need to be sensitive to the feelings of a mate and not to be mezalzel in the mate and chonen dal is considered to be melaveh Hashem and all of those issues. But it is not indicative of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu places in the hierarchy of ultimate values a mitzvah and your feelings regarding it, you see? So you can't derive one from the other. So the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you, I want you here to act with the understanding that your feelings are more important. Fine, that has nothing to do with saying that as a general rule, I want you to put your feelings ahead of mitzvahs. Kol mokum sheyishchil al Hashem, you're not supposed to give kovod even to the Rav. That's the point. So take off your kilt. And that's an extremely important thing to be miyaseid in how it is that we deal with the Torah's telling us the values that we're supposed to take on in our lives. This inyan, by the way, of kol mokum sheyishchil al Hashem, also needs to be understood. Chilal Hashem does not mean the technicality of Chilal Hashem in where you're supposed to be Moser Nefesh or anything like that. Chas v'shalom. There's no din of being a Moser Nefesh for Kilayim, unless, of course, it's in a particular situation, but there's certainly of a Chai Behem. So it doesn't mean it's a Chilal Hashem on that level. Chas v'shalom. The idea over here of Chilal Hashem and Kiddush Hashem is the ultimate sense of what is valuable in life. And to create a world where things that are antithetical to real values are valuable is tremendously destructive to the entire nature of emunah, because that's the context within which we live. As we're going to see in today's daf, that understanding of the nature of kiddush and chilul is fundamental to the context of our lives. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem and chilul Hashem per se. But because of that, the Rambam will paskin, for instance, that somebody who creates a good impression about Bnei Yisrael are very honest, even where they don't have to be honest, mitzad ha'alokha. That itself is a Kiddush Hashem in the ultimate sense, that the world is a place where people recognize the value of Torah, the value of Yisrael, the meaning of Kiddush of Bereishis, and so on and so forth. Okay, now let's continue. How come the earlier generations, they could get these miracles whenever they needed them? We don't. Is it mishum tenuye? Because they knew so much more than we do? On the contrary, we know much more than they know. During Rabbi Yehuda's lifetime, everybody only learned Masechet Nezikin, not Seder Nezikin, Masechet Nezikin, which is Baba Kama, Baba Metzi, and Baba Basra. We are Bekim and all of Shas, and we learn everything. And, by the way, to Rashi's Lashon, I'm sorry to do this, but it's so amazing, I can't resist. Rashi's Lashon is, Lo hayu gidolim b'kol ha-gemara shel arba sidorim. You understand the implications of that thing? People today believe that either you're a gadol or you're not a gadol. It's a gadol, he has a right to talk about everything, including evolution, which he knows nothing about. Rashi says a person is a gadol in whatever it is that he knows, not in anything else. So they were gedolim in Masechet Nezikin. Yeah, they were unbelievable, unbelievable gedolim. But when they came to learn other things, they didn't know. They didn't know anything. They wouldn't venture an opinion on stuff they don't know. And that's exactly the point of the Gemara now. And sure enough, that when they came, when Behuda came to the sugyas of Uktzin, Isha shekoveshet yarek bekedera, or cases of zeitim shekavsham betrak fehem, over there was a shail of a yad, and a yad that was pickled is not considered to be a yad because it's too soft to pick up, whatever. He said, I don't know what the heck is going on around here. All of the havayas of Rav and Shmuel that I learned in my whole Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra, they're all nothing compared to these sugyas. I don't understand them. So Avayas the Rav Shmuel Kachazin Alcha, and we come as synagogues in Tlay Sarmatifta. We've got 13 different approaches. Remember that Rebbe included these 13 approaches. It says that he used to learn, and these were the different collections of brises and mishnayas that were made by Bar Kapora and by Ripkia and Shmuel and so on and so forth. And we know everything. Now look at the difference. If there was a drought, and Rabbi Yehuda would sit down on the floor for the tinus. The moment he took off one shoe, it started to pour. And we could sit there and we can make tinus after tinus and cry and beg, Avinu Malkeinu, Velet the Mishkach, but nobody pays the slightest attention to us. Why is that? Omar Lay, so he answered him, Kamoy Avikom Asin Avshayo Akidushat Hashem. Anan Lo Masrin Anafshin Akidushat Hashem. They used to be Moser Nefesh to live in a world of Kedusha. And we don't. Now, take a look at the example, and you will see exactly what I told you about what Kedushas Hashem means. Ravada Barava was walking down the street, and he sees this Goya, but she looked very Jewish. And she was Lavisha Karbalta Beshukas. So she was wearing the sexy red dress in the middle of the marketplace. And some learn it wasn't because it was sexy, but because it was a Beket Kilayim, so some of the Rishonim learn. So Sarva the Bat Yisraeli, he thought that she was Jewish, Kon Karamina, and he rips off her dress. Anyway, it turns out she wasn't even Jewish. So she sued him, and he was fined 400 zuz. So he says to her, what's your name? She said, my name is Maton. Ah, he said, I should have known. Maton is 200. Two Matons equal 400. So Maton, Drashi says it's a play on words, because Maton also means, keep it cool, baby. So Maton, if you would have learned to wait before you jump, you would have saved yourself Arba Me'ezuz HaShavim. Okay, very sweet. In any event, what does this have to do with Kedushas HaShem? It means that a world that ends up becoming Mizulzal, a cheapened world, in which values are not important, is ipso facto a chilul of the presence of the Shekhinah in the world. I'm willing to risk a fine. I'm willing to get thrown into jail and to make the point that this is not the kind of world that I'm ready to live in. Rav Gid Lavi Rogad Lavi Gazav Yasvi Ashari the Tfila. Amalu Hochi Tfila, Hochi Tfila. Rav Gittel was used to go to the mikveh, and when the women were going into the mikveh, he would explain to them that, you know, be careful with this, chatzitza, make sure that that's under the water, and make sure that you did the proper preparations. Amar le Rabbanan, how do you just expose yourself to women in that state? Are you worried about the Yetzirah when you go to the zoo and you see the geese walking around? Do the geese turn you on? So let me tell you something. As far as I'm concerned, it's a bunch of white geese. Very pretty, very nice, and I take out my camera, but I sure ain't turned on by geese. And Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan used to sit in front of the mikveh, in order that Kisalka Menot Yisrova Atyun Mitfila Mistakla Biva Havi Lezar to Shapira Kavati Vitamide Chachomim Kavati, this is Gears in other places. I want the first thing that these women should see after they come out of the mikveh is someone as beautiful as me. And that way they could have children that are as beautiful as I am. And so they asked him, my gosh, if that's the case, welcome, Mr. Vemoima, ain't a bisha. I mean, you're exposing yourself as so beautiful. You're not worried about an Ayan Hora. Oh, Malahu, me? Worry about an Ayan Hora? I come, Mizara de Yosef Katina. And the children of Yosef don't have to worry about an Ayan Hora. The Lord Shalta Be'en Abisha, Dechti Ben Porat Yosef, Ben Porat Ale Ayin. Rabbi Abo explained what's the meaning of Ale Ayin, Ole Ayin. Those who go beyond the eye, and they don't have to worry about Ayan Horas. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanin Omar, look, you can see it from this pasuk. V'yidgu l'rov b'ker of haaretz. What's the comparison of the children of Yosef to Dagim? They're just like Dagim and the Yam are always covered by definition. You can't sit there and get a clear readout of how many fish there are in the school and so on and so forth. Say, in ayin ara shaletet b'hem, because it's not open to the eye. Avzar osha Yosef in ayin ara shaletet b'hem. Or it simply follows mitzad hasvora. Ibayit ema, ayin shalo ratz talazun, mima she'ina shalo, Ein ayin hara shaletet bo. Yosef's ayinayim were never drawn to take something that didn't belong to him, and he was misgaber on his desire for that, and because of that, the reward is that mida keneged mida, an ayin hara of others can't be sholet on him. And Sir Richard is up and running. Is that the new Indian 12-tone scale? Okie dokie. So, continuing on now with those who are either in a matzav or in who they are potter, chayav, and kriyat shema. The Mishnah continues, for those that are bechlal potter from kriyat shema, nashim, avadim, uktanim, pturim, kriyat shema. By the way, the question of who are the ketanim over here? Are we talking about ketanim that are already of the age of chinuch? Rashi says, yes, there is no chiyav, even mitzat chinuch, of children in kriyat shema, because kriyat shema has a specific time, and when daddy gets up in the morning, a little boy is still fast asleep. Daddy goes to work, and then little boy gets up, and therefore we were not mechai of him in taking care of that. Daddy comes home at night, little boy already is in bed. So we can't be mechai of daddy to do kriyat shema. And even though one of the first things that a father teaches a child is Kriyat Shema, as Tosus asks on Rashi's Pshat, it doesn't make any sense. That has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. That has to do with the intent of Kriyat Shema, which is the same as you're supposed to teach him Torah Tzivah Lanu Moshe. You teach him that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad for the content of that, the Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shamayim, the understanding of Yichud Hashem, etc., etc. What does that have to do with the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, says Rashi? Tosfos, on the other hand, the Rabbeinu Tam understands that we're talking about over here, Dafka Katan Shelo Higia L'Chinuch. There is a mitzvah of Chinuch on Kriyat Shema. It's actually Machlokas Aposkim, how we're supposed to act. The Ramaz says it's Ro'ui to be Machmir, like the Rabbeinu Tam. And the Bach holds that that is Halacha L'Maisa, not just Ro'ui, but that this is how we Paskin. Okay. In any event, as I said, Machlokas, whether Ketanim refer to over here, Ketanim Shelo Higia L'Chinuch, or even Ketanim Shelo Higia, but they're Pturim Mikriyat Shema, Uminat Tvilin, Uminat Tvila, and they're Chayev Minat Tvilin. The reason why Tvilin, again, Rashi says, because children are simply, until they become bar mitzvah, are not going to be Chayev in Tvilin because they cannot keep themselves in a state of purity and cleanliness and not to pass gas, whatever it has to do with keeping a Tvilin appropriately, and they're too young for it, that's all. But they're chayavin b'tefilah u'b'mezuzah u'b'birkat ha-mazon. And tefilah, as Rashi says, tefilah essentially this man. Tefilah is all the rabbanon, and since it's rachamim, they were metaken rachamim for noshim and for chinuch and so on. Kriyat Shema, well, obviously, why would women be chayav in Kriyat Shema? It's a mitzvah that says she's man gorma. V'chol mitzvah that says she's man gorma. As we learned in Masechet Kiddushim, noshim are peturot. Ah, because since it's a mitzvah that contains Malchut Shamayim, and therefore, ipso facto, it's so fundamental to the nature of Emunah, how is it possible to say that there are human beings that are not Chayev? Kamashmalan, that in fact, they still remain Potter Mi'ikar Adin. Uminat Tefilin, also Pshita, they're also mitzvahs as Eshazman Gorma. No, but you see, Ma'od Tema, that we should be Makish Tefilin le'mezuzah u'kshartem, so just like the mezuzah, women is chayev in the mezuzah, that's not a mitzvah, maybe she should be chayev in kshartam le'otal yadecha. Kamash malan, that we're not. Chayevim b'tefilah, that's because tefilah is rachamininu. So isn't that, there is a girsa, Rashi says we shouldn't be goretz, because there is a girsa that says pshita, which is, explains the lotion of Ma'u de Tema. Since we don't have the Gears of Pshita, the Bach takes out the Ma'u de Tema. So, but anyway, if you have the Gears of the Ma'u de Tema, of Aktibo Erev Avokavit Sorayim, you might have thought it's a mitzvah Zaseh Shazman Gor Ma'adami, Kamash Malan. All of that is taken out by the other Gersaot, which Tosis points out doesn't make sense in the Gersa that Rashi claims is without Pshita. And now Shem Archa Yavot Mezuzah, isn't that obvious? Well, no, because Ma'ad Tema Ova Iski Shul Talmud Torah, it says, V'limatem Otam Et B'neichem Uchtavtam HaMezuzot Petecha. So the comparison is that just like Limud Torah is L'vineichem, Lo L'vinotechem, V'kol HaChayav L'lmod, is Chayav L'lamed, and so on and so forth. So maybe the Torah is comparing this also to the mezuzah, Kamash Malan, that indeed she is Chayevet in the mezuzah. And B'birkat HaMazon. So why is there a Chiddush in B'birkat HaMazon? Isn't that Pshita? Now here too, there are different Girsaot. The Girsa we have in the Gemara over here, which Rashi has, Pshita, Ma'u de Tema, Ho il v'chti b'tet Hashem lechem be'erev, b'otzer lecho v'lechem b'boker v'sova, t'mitzvah seshaz ban gorma dami. Now that is not the main point, according to Rashi. But rather, there's two completely different approaches, which make a heck of a lot more sense. And that is that, according to Rashi, I might have thought, we're going to see later on what the Havaminas are over here. And that is that since a woman would have to say, Ala Oretz HaTova, and women were not given a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. Now, this is a very important point. As your immediate response is, what do you mean women are not given a chelek in Eretz Yisrael? Of course they are. What about Benot Zlofchad? So as Rashi points out, but Benot Zlofchad inherited their chelek from their father. We're not talking about inheritance. Yes, women are shayach to inheritance. But the initial nesina of Eretz Yisrael was the nesina to the Yotzei Mitzrayim who were men. Then only afterwards that nachala can then now go to an heir or heiress of one of those people who was Yoresh. That means Be'etzem, they should not be able to say the words al aretz hatovah because it wasn't given to them al aretz hatovah. Tosis questions, but what about Shevet Levi? So then Kohanim and Levim, you'd also think we're not chayim in Birkat Hamazon. I think the answer to that is obvious. Kohanim and Levim do have a chelek in Eretz Israel because they have the Orei HaLevim and the land around the Orei HaLevim, which the Torah points out is their chelek. Okay, the other approach over here, according to Tosfos, is that since they don't have the mitzvah of Brit Milah personally, and you have to say Al Brit Chashe Chatamta Besorenu, and since they don't have the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, so they can't say Al Toratcha Shlimatanu, and normally somebody who wouldn't say Brit and Torah is not Yotzi Yedei Chovato, so you would have thought that Birkat HaMazon therefore precludes by definition someone who would not normally be Yotze from being able to say it. And therefore, Kamash Malanda, if that's not your Birkat HaMazon, then that's not your Birkat HaMazon. Okay. Anyway, so as you can see, lots of questions about whether we should be goris this piece of the Betet Hashem Lachem or not. Omer Avad Abarav Anoshim Archayavot B'Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah. They have to say Kiddush on Shabbos. Why? Isn't it a mitzvah aseh shazman gorma v'chol mitzvah aseh shazman gorma parashim peturot? Omer Abaye, it must mean only Mirabonah. Says Rava, that's really interesting. Means min rabbanan. I guess that's why it says Dvar Torah, right? Oh, come on, man. And besides that, kol mitzvot asay. I mean, what's the difference? If you're going to tell me the rabbanan were mechayev nashim and mitzvot asay, so be mechayev all mitzvot asay. Anyway, you're going to have to explain why this is different. And once you explain why it's different, then for God's sake, you might as well explain why it's different midiraisa. Why say it's a drabbanan? So I'll tell you. It's very simple. Elam Rava makra zochor v'shomor. Can a woman be Mechal Shabbos? Shmira is to make sure not to be over and alive. A woman cannot be Mechal Shabbos because women are Chayavot in all of the mitzvot. Lo ta'aseh, for sure. And therefore, I would have said, okay, so whoever is Chayav, therefore I do say whoever is Chayav in the Shmira is Chayav in the Zechira. These are two different faces of the same issue. And because of that, Nashim are Chayav dear, right? Omalei Ravina, the Rava, how about Birkat HaMazon? Are Noshim Chayavot in Birkat HaMazon? Is that the Oraita or is that the Rabbona? L'may nafkamin, l'afuki rabbi midei chovatan. Can a woman say Birkat HaMazon for people who need to be Yotze Birkat HaMazon and they are men? So, Iyamra di Oraita, why not? Ati di Oraita, mafik di Oraita. But Iyamra di Rabbonan, so then vis-a-vis the chiyav of the men di Oraita, she's an ena mechuyevet bedavar, v'chor she ena mechuyevet bedavar, ena motziyat rabbi midei chovatan. My, what would be the halacha? Tashma. Be'emet amru ben mevarech la'aviv, ve'eved mevarech la'rabo, ve'isha mevarechet la'ba'ala. Note. A woman can say the Birkat HaMazon for her husband. Aval amru chachamim, tovo meira la'adam she'ishto banam mevarechim la. I mean, this guy should be cursed. What, he can't take the time to learn how to say Birkat HaMazon, that he needs his wife to say Birkat HaMazon? So, i'amret bishloma dioraita. So obviously she must be chayevet dioraita because iyamer derabbanan. How could a derabbanan come with mafik dioraita? Excuse me, man. It says a son referring to a cotton. So how could the cotton be a bar chiyuv dioraita? Obviously, even if he's a cotton shigil chinuch, it's only a din derabbanan. We'd be talking about over here with a husband or father, as the case may be, did not eat the full shear of svi'a. He only ate either the kezayit or the kepetzim. We're going to see that the smachlokas later on, what is the shear of svi'a? And that's only a chiv derabbana. So therefore, the child who is a derabbana, or isha, who may only be derabbana, can come along and be motzi derabbana. So this is no raya at all. Dorash Rav Avira Zimram and Mishmei Rabami Vizimram and Mishmei Rabasi. The Malachi Asharis came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they tainet to Ribono Shel Olam. Katuba Toratecha, that you are lo yisah panim velo yikach shochad. And then the other hand, atanose panim liyisrael, yisah Hashem panav elecha. I mean, how could you be playing favorites over here? Amar lehem v'chilo yaseh panim liyisrael? I write in the Torah, v'yachalta v'savata v'yirachtat Hashem elokecha. So what am I saying? That Birkat HaMazon is a chiev when you feel fully satisfied with what you've eaten. Do they wait until they're fully satisfied before they say Birkat HaMazon? We're going to see later on that Rabbi Meir holds Yerchayev and Birkat HaMazon and Rabbanon even on a Kezayas, Rabbi Yudah holds Yerchayev and even on a Kebetza. So if they are no Seponim to me, so that's not called no Seponim. That is called Mida Kenegan Mida. People who treat you with this obvious special care going beyond the letter of the law, they need to be treated beyond the letter of the law as the letter of the law, because the letter of the law is fair and square, man, and it's only fair and square.